You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And I am calling an audible here. I love what we were going to talk about here at 7 o'clock, yeah. But I'm going to push this to tomorrow.
Because I was going off the air about something. Is that what you want to talk about?
Well, here's what I love. You know, every opportunity I can get to point out how you have become an old man after all the years.
This is not an old man move.
Dude, hold on. Just wait. Listeners can decide for themselves.
This is a smart guy move.
Yeah, right. That's how you can spend it all you want. But listeners can decide for themselves. You've given me so much crap over the years, you know, about age. And while you were this young, dewy guy, and now that you're, you know, creeping up on 50, all of these things are starting to come out. And what is it?
He takes his family. Smart move.
To their first ever game. First sporting event.
Over 19,000 people at Ball Arena for
sure,
the Nuggies game.
Exciting, but because they won by 20. It was huge. And what's Jeremy concerned
with? Let me tell you the problem.
We got to get out of here halfway through the third quarter.
No,
that traffic.
Let me tell you the problem with my family.
Old man.
My family does not understand the concept of leaving a few minutes early from a large event to beat traffic. They do not comprehend this pro tip move. I will tell you this right
now. You're such an old guy. We got to leave in the third quarter if we're going to beat this traffic.
No. We were in the fourth, and there was roughly 10 minutes left, and I looked over at my wife and said, I'll give you like two more minutes, and we got to get the hell out of here. She's like, why?
There's only 12 minutes in the quarter. So, yeah, okay, maybe it wasn't the third quarter, but it was 2 minutes into the fourth quarter.
We got to get out of here. We were in the KSE. It's our station suite. Mm-hmm. And we have a prime suite because you can walk out the suite doors directly across the hall, and there's like a secret door that takes you down a back hallway and puts you right out to the parking lot. So if we go to concerts there or sporting events, you leave 5-10 minutes early, hit the secret stairwell, and boom, you're in America's pickup down the road before traffic, you know,
goes insane.
Because
you certainly don't want to see the encore and some of their biggest hits.
No, you got to beat traffic.
You got to beat the traffic.
So here I am with my wife and kids, and I say, we got to get out of here. We're going to beat these 19,000 people out of here. And she's like, well, no, because it's Reed's first basketball game, and we're going to stay till the end. I'm like, oh. So I was immediately irritated at that. I was like, no, we're not going to stay till the end. She's like, yeah, we are. And then the cherry on top, after she says we're going to stay till the end with 19,000 people, she goes, and then when we're done, the kids want to go down to the store, the sports store, with all the sports stuff. The sports stuff in the lobby. There's
a
store.
Your son has expressed, you know, his love for basketball. He got to go to his first game.
She's like, he wants to look at the Jamal Murray jerseys and stuff down at the sports store. I'm like, so you're going to make us stay till the end of the game, and then we have to shuffle out with the masses down the main entrance escalators and then try to shop with everybody? Oh, hells no. Guess who won, Dom?
I hope your wife won.
The wife and kids won.
Yes. I'm glad.
I go down to the sports store and look at the hats.
I like you being shoved out of your comfort zone. You don't have to leave early every time.
Yes, go shopping. You do. That is a pro move, and I don't. You are a big talker. I know you would bounce 10 minutes before a concert ended to get out of there.
No. That is not true. I have left some sporting events early, but that's because I've gone to 8 million sporting events, and I don't leave all of them early, just every once in a while. Like a Rockies game, you're safe leaving in the seventh inning because you know the Rockies are going to blow it in the eighth inning. So you don't need to be there to see the carnage, you know, when the visiting team scores 9 runs in the eighth inning.
But I just want to beat traffic.
For your son's first ever game, you don't need to beat traffic on a Saturday night.
I know. And, you know, we made it down to the store and.
What'd you get them?
Nothing. They didn't buy one thing. You know what the only thing we got out of that experience was? It was about 35 more minutes in the parking lot. It's the only thing we took away from that spot at the stop at the store. Oh, because they didn't have his size on some stuff. And I was like, I think I get a discount at this store. I was like, let's not buy anything. I think I don't we get a company discount at that store? I think we do. And I didn't know the process. So I was like, let's not buy anything.
So not only were you leaving early, not only did you grumble about taking him to the store on his first ever game, but now you're bitching about the fact that you didn't get to use your discount.
I was like, we're not even going to buy anything. I get a discount. Why are we even going?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is a pro move.
They're saying it's not a pro move. They're even using the wording. They're saying it's not a pro move. It's an old man move.
So. Fred says it's lazy or you're not interested in the event move.
Yeah.
It's not lazy. It's being efficient with your time. It's actually, it's a very smart move to beat all the traffic.
I'm being efficient with my time on a Saturday night when I can sleep till 9 on Sunday.
Let's go down the main escalators and look at the nugget socks in the store.
I will say that those shops, it doesn't matter whether it's Ball Arena or Mile High Stadium or Coors Field or whatever, that, you know, when you walk through those shops, it's such an alluring thing. I remember going to an Air Force football game a couple of years ago and going in the little gift shop at, you know, there at Air Force, Falcon Stadium, and going through and I can't help it. I see a lot of that gear, and I'm
I'm not going to lie. The gear was great. The gear was awesome, Dom. But do you know that we arrived to that stadium an hour early? We got there an hour early, so we could walk around.
So you could get a good park.
I got a good spot.
So you didn't have to fight traffic.
Why didn't we go down to the store for when we were there for an hour, wandering around?
Because you build up the excitement during the event.
For God's sakes. We sound like an old married couple right now.
Just send Nicole to take the kids, and you could stay home, and you won't have to deal with any traffic at all. Just send Nicole with the tickets.
Yeah, I might have to do that, buddy. I might have to do that. It did cause a bit of a tiff. It kind of soured the evening. I will say that.
Of course it did. A little bit. You were a grumpy puss.
A little bit. A little on edge. But then again, it's like, who's the one who's having to navigate through the parking lot and try to avoid people and all these cars in America's pickup, in tight spaces?
Jeremy, the old man, taking his son, well, his daughter too, but his son is a basketball player, and he's like taking him to his first Nuggets game. So what happens? You got to leave an hour extra early going so you can get a good park.
Yes.
Then you got to leave in the third quarter so you beat
traffic. Fourth with 10 minutes left.
And then you would tell your son, no, I'm not taking you to the gear store. No, we got to hurry and beat traffic.
Could have been there earlier. We were there an hour early.
Some listeners are using the word curmudgeonly, which I have to give them a ding.
You know
for
what?
That.
But go to work.
The text of the day so far has to go to Angie. I like the way she worded it. She goes, Jeremy, this is an old man thing. Sounds like a Progressive commercial.
It does. Those ones where they're like, it's like an intervention with the younger people turning into their parents.
Don't become your parents.
Oh,
and
man.
And you are totally that guy.
I'm okay with it, man. Whatever. It's a pro move. I'm not alone. I am so not alone.
No, of course you're not alone. There are a lot of curmudgeonly people out there. What are you talking about?
I just didn't expect my wife to spring this on me. I thought she was fully aware of the leaving a large venue a few minutes early trick. You know, and that's why we got there early, because I had a prime spot. I was backed in, of course, where I knew in my head if we left, 5-10 minutes early, we would be in the truck and on the highway before the game even ended.
Yes, so you could hurry back home where the kids are all the time rather than spending a little bit more time out and about getting to see something new and different.
They did see it.
Let's hurry and get back home.
They were there an hour early for new and different.
Angela says, seriously, Jeremy, if you go to a sporting event or a concert, you should know that you get to deal with the traffic as well. Maybe you should put a positive spin on the evening and realize that by visiting the store after the game, you allowed time for a lot of people to leave the parking lot, so your traffic issues were probably not that big of a deal.
That's the same twist that my wife put on, and that didn't happen because we were, shoulder to shoulder with people in the store and then bumper to bumper in the parking lot.
I want to hear from Nicole on this. Nicole, you need to be texting me or calling me about this. Casey says the pro move is parking across the street by Raritan.
I had a free parking pass.
Just like your coupon.
That's right.
Good.
And then somebody texted in and called me a wiener.
Yes, they all say it's an old guy move.
Oh, whatever.
See, and the thing is, you're not alone. I am concurring. You're not alone.
I'm not alone.
That's also saying you're not alone being an old curmudgeonly guy.
Because you know how irritated I was? Because in the suites, you can stand there and basically just look over the crowd. You can walk up to the glass and just walk and look over. And with that 5 minutes left in the game, I was just standing there with my arms crossed, watching people leave, just pouring out because they were doing the same thing I wanted to do. And I was like, look. Look!
So you would have been in that traffic. Yeah. All the curmudgeons are out there stuck in traffic first. You know, yeah. Nicole, I'll take you next time. From Catherine, she goes, Jeremy, I'm 3 months younger than you. You act 20 years older. Did you need to get home to read TV, guys?
You people.